Today's podcast episode is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to add our podcast in the How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application. Streamlabs OBS, you have a mind of your own. Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I am in a different location tonight. Getting my house painted, if you're wondering. So if you see some stuff in the background, you're like, oh, that doesn't look right or that looks pretty ugly, it's getting fixed. But with that being said, I am joined tonight by Derek.
What up?
And Derek, why is that even next to you?
Hey, Luchasaurus decided to join us today.
Luchasaurus, kick it to the intro, bro. So listen in, let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson, yes, everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. All right, we are here to review AEW Dynamite for March 10th, 2021. Happy to have everybody in the chat joining us tonight, man. Greatly appreciate all of you guys. And if you guys are enjoying Everything Pro Wrestling's content, do us a favor. Make sure if you're listening on the podcast version, audio people, let me hear from you, man. Send me a message. Send me a DM on Twitter, at EPW Show. All that stuff can be seen down below. Show me some love on there. I just want to know who's listening. Tell me if you're listening, and I'll send you some love back. But also, if you're listening to the YouTube version, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Same thing for the podcast people. If you're a first-time listener, hit subscribe. You guys don't know what it means to us. So all you do is hit the subscribe button. It is that easy. We have a graphic to show you. And then if you really like the content, click the bell and you'll be notified anytime we go live. Also, liking the video helps, like I just said. But leaving comments down below is just as important. Leaving comments down below help more people see the video. So if you guys want to interact, even if it's immediately after, say, hey, I watched the video. AEW fan looking to connect. Tell me what your match of the night was. Tell me what you liked or didn't like about the show. Tell me everything down below. We have a lot to talk about with this show, Derek.
Yes, we do.
There was a pay-per-view. If you guys didn't check out our AEW Revolution review in the archives, if you guys want to check it out, last video we just did. A lot going on in the world of pro wrestling, especially AEW. They were getting some flack for their shitty ending to that pay-per-view.
I mean, you can't predict what's going to happen. I mean, it could happen. It could go according to plan, or it could fail.
Yeah, or it could really fail. That was bad.
I mean, it don't get me wrong. It was bad, but that's unforeseen.
What are you gonna do?
Or, I guess, yeah. I mean, you could have subsidized it. No, never mind. That wouldn't work.
Well, they tried to make it work, and we're gonna talk about that partially here tonight. Let's see who's in the chat real quick before we get started with the Dynamite review, though. Got to give a big shout out to the mod Ace World. Ace, what's happening, brother? Doug is in the house tonight. Doug, what is happening, brother?
What's up?
BJ said did not predict a whole faction face turn happening tonight. Nobody did. They swerved us, bro. This was Vince Russo. It was a swerve that you thought you got a swerve, but then you got swerved.
Right.
It was one of those tonight. And it works when you don't do it all the time, and it kind of makes sense. Right. And then there's other times where it's like, you're doing too much, bro.
Right.
You're doing too much. This one was different. We'll talk about that early on, too, perhaps. Jesus DeLeon. What's going on, Jesus? Thank you for being in the chat. Also Ahmad in the chat. Jocelyn in the house. Jocelyn, sending you some love. I know we were talking in the DMs. I know everything that's going on, so, you know, we're here with you. keep your head up. We have, I see people writing Mario Day, people throwing up the Derek Order hand. Sick, my people can never be on time, laugh out loud. You know what? Going forward, Sick, I've been debating this. I do really want to put like 10:05. I need 5 minutes to set up from my move to, like, you know, putting the periods, dotting the I's, crossing the T's on the notes. Cut me some slack, bro.
Right.
Cut me some slack.
We're not perfect.
Yeah, yeah. All the big timers, they make you wait 15, 20 minutes before they start.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I guess I'm not big time, though, too, right. So I see the point. Connor, also in the house, was good, Connor. Catch me up the first hour. Matt Singer is back. I hear you, Jocelyn. Enjoy that, Matt Singer. Tokyo Rockstar, he said that the show was boring to him. Ooh, harsh. I could kind of partially understand that, and we're going to get into it. There's going to be a little rant in here about stuff. Malik Murray, what is going on? He's asking about, is Cody going to take some time off for the baby? I assume he will. I just don't know how they're going to do it. B-Boy Skyline is also in the house, and John L. Jackson. Thank you guys so much. If you are in there, like I said, hit that like button. Show your boy some love. And come on in, and let's talk some AEW Dynamite. I'll be trying to go back and forth. I'm going to pull you guys up on here as well, so that way we can see what's going on. All right. Let's start off with the beginning of Dynamite. We have a great ending to talk about. There was a big kind of turn that happened, and then it's crazy. We'll get into that at the end. But let's start from the top. We had Rey Fénix and Matt Jackson getting ready to go at it, Derek. Derek, huge Lucha Bros fan since the beginning. I think you wanted them to win the tag titles in the first tournament, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Just because of solely off of, you know, the first time seeing them in person, I think getting a title shot would be nice for them, because, you know, Pentagon's probably got what he's on borrowed time right now, basically.
Why do you say that?
I mean, well, Pentagon's kind of old, isn't
he? No, I don't think so. I have never looked up his age, but I don't think he's that. I think he's the older brother of Fénix, but I don't think he's old. Okay. I think he's got time. He could still move in the ring. He was just injured before. He must have did something like tweaked his leg, and it wasn't bad, but they had to sit him out for a little bit.
Okay.
Sonny Bimbo said, no way was it boring. We've got somebody, we've got a little conflict in here. All right.
Let's talk about it.
Yes, let me know here. Everyone's in a faction, this AEW or New Japan. So I see the issues with it, Sick, but I also see the fun that can happen with it as well. From watching New Japan, a simple group like Bullet Club going up against a group like Suzuki-Goon, you could have great six-man tags. You could have a tag team match. You could flip people in and out and do it. Derek, stop with the no six-man tag. You're getting Trios titles sooner than later. Ring of Honor has them. New Japan has them. Lucha Underground. That was their tag titles.
I don't want that, bro. I don't want to see that.
There's too many groups to not have it.
But it's so sloppy.
I think they do too many tag matches, but I won't say it's sloppy. But I think it couldn't be fun if you do it right. I don't know if, like I said, it depends on how you do this. They have to, I think the slow burn is better as far as do you introduce Trios titles. But we're talking about the one half of the tag team champs of the Young Bucks. In my notes here, all on the tablet for once tonight. Show some respect, right? We already know how amazing Rey Fénix is. He's been stepping it up. The announce team is discussing throughout the match how banged up Matt Jackson is from the match at Revolution. Matt Jackson's always hurt. I mean, he's the older brother. Once again, like I said, the older brother's going to fade off before the younger brother. So he's just kind of like, all right, I'm not doing the crazy stuff. You could do that.
Right.
And I feel like Pentagon and Matt would be in the same boat, and then Fénix and Nick Jackson would be in the same boat. But I thought these two had a really good match here. We see some really cool transitions. Even when Fénix and Nick Jackson did the top rope moves, we had the exact same thing happen with them both jumping up. And Fénix goes for a big hurricanrana. Matt Jackson comes off the top rope with a powerbomb for a near fall. I thought that was one of the best spots in the match.
Listen, getting those two together, or getting the Lucha Bros versus the Young Bucks together.
The Elite versus Death Triangle. See what I'm doing here? The groups. I'm just making it come full circle for everybody in the chat.
I don't want it to come full circle, bro. I can't buy into the six-man tags.
I don't think it's that. Listen.
I think it's bad.
Listen, forget the six-man tags. When we talk about this match, this is exactly, when I saw this, this made me want the AEW video game. Like, there's certain moments and times where I'm like, you know what? If you put this stuff into a game, if you can put Phoenix's moveset into the game and replicate what we see on TV, this could be really good.
This could be like a game changer if you could get all that in there.
Yeah, you just have to do it right, man. If you can just put it in there and just showcase these people right, it could be really dope. And think of the Young Bucks tag team moves. Think of the Lucha Bros tag moves. Look at Pac's moveset. Who wouldn't want that? Like, really good stuff. We get a spot in here that I just cringe. What's up with all the Canadian destroyers? Petey Williams is somewhere probably flipping out, rolling like, yo, that was my finisher. And right. People are just kicking out of this or rolling out of the ring. Matt Jackson hops in. He does the destroyer to Phoenix. Phoenix sells like $1 million. He ends up rolling out of the ring after. And then Matt Jackson rolls out to the ring with him and does another destroyer onto the floor. By that time, they go for the countout, and I thought perhaps they were going to let Matt win with a countout victory. No. Phoenix gets back in by the 8 count. And I was just like, what? How could you do that to Petey Williams? Petey Williams should just come in and just pick one person and be like, yo, you got to take my destroyer because this is BS.
Honestly, bro, I would not be surprised if Petey is not watching wrestling anymore because of that.
Yeah.
Wait. The Canadian destroyer. It's like what we were talking about before we got on the air. The Code Red and the Canadian destroyer. Like, I could see the Code Red just because it's just like it's a sunset flip into somewhat of a powerbomb pin. So I could see you kicking out of that. But the Canadian destroyer, though, especially if it's done off the top ropes, you're tripping, bro. Let it be. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that's it. I think they just have to really focus on making sure people aren't doing the same moves in the matches too often. Yeah. I think that's a big thing that the agents have to watch for too. Like, hey, listen, you got to chill out with doing this. Yeah. And I think it'll make you stand out more. When we talk about some of the other people tonight, they stood out more because they didn't do that shit. Yeah,
tone it down. That's all we ask. Just tone it down on that.
Let's get to the finish of this match here, though. When he comes in from the destroyer, Matt Jackson comes off the top with a flying elbow drop. Looked actually really nice when he did it. He gets a kick out after that, and then there was some accidental hitting of the partners. They're both going down, but eventually they trade moves back and forth, and Matt Jackson attempts a tombstone, which gets reversed into a Rikishi driver, a Phoenix driver, whatever you want to call it. 1, 2, 3, Ray Phoenix picks up the victory for his team. I like it. Basic ending. You messed up. You couldn't catch me in the tombstone. I beat you because I reversed it.
Exactly.
I like it.
Yeah, I think this is the beginning of the push for Death Triangle to 2/3 of Death Triangle to get tag team title shot. Do they win this title shot? Probably not. But at least they're getting a title shot. Like, I would love to see them get a title shot.
Right. I think it's happening eventually. I just don't know when. And they haven't really announced when either. I think the next thing I'd like to see is Nick Jackson versus Pac singles.
That would be nice.
I think so. I think the weird thing is that Pac and Phoenix were never really a team. But I think that match is going to be so banger when you do it that it's going to be great. Yeah. That you're going to enjoy it. Let's get back to the chat here. B-Boy Skyline says Faction Warfare. Six says Inner Circle ain't Bullet Club, though. Whatever this new faction is now. I'm just saying that you have variables that you could mess around with. Right. Think about this. If they didn't have like tag teams in the factions, you wouldn't have gotten Pac and Phoenix as a team when Pentagon is out. It helps, too, at times. Like, it's does. Oh, our tag division is not going to suffer because we have trios and we have different groups happening.
Yeah, so it makes sense. Unfortunately, I have to admit, it does make sense, but I'm still not a fan of the six-man tags, but it makes sense to have, all these factions, because then if one goes down, you still have a tag team to compete against another tag team to go for the title. So it does make sense.
Rockstar, come on now. You guys don't have to beef over it. You guys have difference of opinions, and we're here to talk about it. I'm here to help balance out the stuff. I can see both of your points, though, to the show. And Rockstar, I'm going to get to why I think you could possibly be right about it as well. Jesus said Matt versus Phoenix was really good. Got to respect Jesus' opinion on that one. Malik Murray is talking about the new group. We will get to that at the end. Ace World is talking about Matt Hardy in the chat. Remember that Phoenix once did a diving Canadian destroyer out of the ring onto the top of other people, and his opponent was still able to brush it off, laugh out loud. Yeah, bro.
I think it's shock value now.
Yeah.
You can't use a move like that for shock value. It's either got to end the match or...
Shabazz said Pac versus Nick for 50-50 booking. I don't think I would do 50-50 booking. If you're asking me, let me put on the Booker's hat here for a second. Let me armchair quarterback it. I think that I would have Pac beat Nick Jackson as well. I think that you have two guys who have been competing in singles matches. Why wouldn't they be able to beat them? The Young Bucks specialty is tag team wrestling. Right. That's how I see it, though.
Give the momentum to Death Triangle. Yes, they'll end up losing in a tag team match because that's...
Not an official tag team.
Not an official tag team, and Nick and Matt are. So, as stated...
Do you think these rankings work, or do you think it's time to get rid of them, though? Like, Pac and Phoenix won a battle royal. I get that to earn the tag title shot, but what's the purpose of the rankings at this point with some of it? We'll save that for another time. I want to keep it moving with the show. I just was thinking that. Keep that food for thought for the chat as well. What do you guys think of the ranking system? Does it matter? Does it suck? Is it eh? Maybe that's something you could put in the comment section even below if you watch this after. The announced team run down the card after. Moxley and Eddie Kingston are up first to explain this fucking main event from Revolution. I have never seen something that was good that I would have talked about and said, yeah, this was a really... I was going to give that match an A-. But then when you look at the execution that happened afterwards, I would have gave that an F. Like... I don't know, but Moxley and Kingston kind of go through their explanation for it. They're backstage, and they're drinking by like a fireside kind of area, and Moxley's got his feet kicked up. He's wearing the t-shirt with him and Kenny Omega. It was like an old school Mick Foley, like 94 style shirt. I thought it looked cool, and they're sitting up here talking about it, and Kingston explains what happened to him. He said while he was doing this, and we talked offline about this with Rob, and this is the exact same thing that we said. They were going to have to, only way Kingston could play this off is that he had some type of attack, anxiety came over him. And he said that. He said that he had a flashback to prison when they said they were going to send him to Rikers Island.
Yeah.
And the guard was choking him, right. And he had a flashback to that. And he just said he froze up for a second. He couldn't do anything about it.
Right.
And Moxley then starts saying like, you know, Kenny probably just couldn't build the bomb right. Still, I know that he was trying to do something to me. And he gets into, if you have a weapon and you flash it, you better use it. And now that I know you didn't use it, I'm coming after you.
Right.
They're trying to make sense of this the best that you can.
Yeah, you basically had an AK-47 or a bazooka, and you didn't know how to use it. You just flashed it, showed it, but you failed at using it. So now I'm coming even... harder with,
he's gonna probably try to take him out. Now it's gonna be a game of who could take who out first.
Yeah. So I mean, it was. I don't know how you could save it and make it make sense without having to explain why it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Not why it didn't make sense, but why it failed.
Like I said, someone had to look like an idiot in all of this. And I think they went with like, okay, well, Kingston had the anxiety attack. That was the best thing you could do with it.
Right.
Moxley trying to explain that he was going to come after him. Cool. I get that. He could say like, you tried to build something to blow me up and it didn't work.
Well, now see, okay, so now that you said that, let's go back to when Don Callis had the camera showing Kenny Omega.
Making the stuff.
So then you could say, well, he done fucked up.
And some people really wanted Tony Khan to admit, like, what happened to. I don't know. I don't know what's the right thing to say here.
That's 50-50, though. I mean, do you want him to admit, like, oh, yeah, we fucked up? But then that ruins the story. But then you got too many people like, well, no, you shouldn't have said that. You should have said this. And like, what do you want? Like, I don't understand.
There's too many people with too many differing opinions.
Like, I don't get it. Like, there's only so many things. You want him to lie or you want him to tell the truth? But then if he lies, the truth seekers are going to be like, nah, that's garbage. I don't want to hear it. But then if you have him tell the truth, then the storyline people want, no, that's not it. I don't want to hear that. That's not part of the story.
And this is a casual wrestling fan telling you, so he knows the complaints.
Like, listen, I could go on a rant and talk about storylines and everything, but I'm not going to do that because that there's too many things out there where storylines get fucked up.
Yeah, big time. TV shows, movies, every day.
Everything. So you kind of got to have to bite the bullet on this one.
Let me give a shout out to some people who came into the chat too. First, B-Boy Skyline wrote Buffalo versus everyone. Six said, don't mess with Buffalo. They'll put you and themselves through a table in a stadium parking lot. Bills fans are the craziest football fans, guaranteed. Probably the best too. I think we won a poll saying that we were the best football fans.
I definitely saw that, yeah.
Queen of the Indie says, hello, Tiff. What is happening? If you guys haven't, I'm giving you some free promotion. Also, shout out to my boy, Kyle Masters. All Elite Podcasts will be live tomorrow if you want to hear some differing opinions on AEW. See, most people won't do that. But guess what? It's Everything Pro Wrestling. I am secure with myself, and you guys can check them out as well. I think they're a great podcast. I'm usually in there talking as well.
Listen, spread love, no hate. It's enough of that. You know, like, I don't like to see people get torn down. Like, I'm not shouting you out. We're not about that over here.
Rob said, gotta watch later. Just popping in to say, Maki Ito sucks. You're making the simps mad. You can't do that.
Come on, bro. Enough with that.
He just put in all caps, Rob, you diss the queen. This right. It just proves the point.
No, bro. Stop with the simps. Stop.
I like this segment from Moxley and Eddie. Jesus said we need more of this. I think you're going to get great promos from them, too.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, mark it down now. John Moxley, Eddie Kingston will be the tag team champions at one point or another. Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's going to be by the summertime, but I'm predicting that they will become the tag team champions. You heard it.
Let's see. So All Out is when? Next?
August.
So August.
So we still got Double or Nothing before that.
So say by All Out.
You're going to say by All Out in August, they'll be... I can see it, bro. I can see it. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. Malik Murray just asked about them. We just answered that question. Ace Swirl, every superstar used their favorite legends, finisher moves. Terrell, what's going on? TQR is in the house. AEW was lit. We're going to get into that in a second, Terrell. Thank you for joining us, though, man. And if you guys haven't, like I said, hit the subscribe button. Hit that like button for me. It helps out. Shabazz says, ranking system has been misused. Starks and Cage were number ones and two in the rankings last year as far as the heavyweight championship, but nothing was mentioned or made of it. Yeah. Six said, you tell him, Derek. Benjamin Handshoe in the house. What's good, Ben? Good to have you in here. Thank you for joining us. He said, I thought it made sense. Jesus said, I think it would be dumb if they didn't say shit at all and insult us like fans like other companies do.
Right.
Gotta do what's best for business, Jocelyn said. I love it. Facts, Conrad. Queen of the Indie said, that's why I love Conrad. That's why I love you, Tiff. AEW explanations of failed explosions. Listen, it's what it is. We're going to move on here. Let's talk about Seth Garris, I believe was the last name. It flashed too fast. Versus Cody Rhodes. Prior to the match starting, Cody goes to the outside. He gives a fan his belt. I absolutely love that.
Instead of throwing it.
Yeah. Well, no, this fan was in a wheelchair.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
I missed that part.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Cody walked over, gave the fan the belt. And I thought it was just something really cool. Like, no one was expecting him to do that. So I absolutely love when wrestlers do that. It's one of the best parts about being a wrestler. You get to give back like that. So I thought that was a nice gesture. This was a squash match, though. Cody made very quick work of Seth. Like, he slammed him one time, and then he slapped on the figure four. Tap out. That was it. And I love that he's using the figure four leg lock as, like, another finisher, too.
Yeah.
It's just a classic old school move that it's like, dude, if you've ever been put in a figure four, that shit would hurt. You would tap out from it.
Adds layers to the characters.
Now, here's where it gets weird in the midst of the show. Tony Schiavone goes into the ring. He's got to interview Cody. He wants to talk about Cody's shoulder. JR actually said that he thought Cody at the pay-per-view should have put tape on both shoulders so that way people wouldn't have known which one was hurt.
Right.
But he said he didn't do that, and they said Arn was watching outside to make sure nobody was watching what was going on with Cody so they could figure out how to get to him, because that's what the coach does, baby. Coach K should take some notes from Arn Anderson, by the way.
He should. I love you, Coach K, but you got to stop, bro.
That's what Duke fans get, right? So, Tony wants to talk about the shoulder injury with Cody. But before Cody can really say anything, Pentagon gets on the microphone from the Spanish announce desk and starts saying things. Now, I can't even think of his name. I think it's Albert something. I can't remember his name. He's in all the BTE segments with the Dark Order, with Dasha and everybody. He was out there, and he's translating for Pentagon. Can I say this? Did he not feel like a manager? Like, he was smiling while cutting the promos. He's like, Cody, you are a dog. And I'm like, stop smiling. You're supposed to be the unbiased announcer. I felt like he wanted to be a manager there. You're going to book yourself into a shoot, kid. You better watch what you're doing.
I like it.
I don't know. We'll see. He was smiling too much for me, though, with that. So they were out there talking, and he was just giving all the words. And Pentagon finally pisses Cody off with the line of, I'm going to break your arm. Just makes you think of Lucha Underground. Just breaking people's arms. I love Pentagon and Lucha Underground when he was doing that. He said he would have broken his arm so he couldn't pick up his baby girl. That was too much for Cody. Over the rail he goes, and they're about to beef. And then all the dark roster comes out there basically to pull them apart. The AEW dark roster's like, you guys gotta chill, you gotta chill. And Cody's yelling. Pentagon wants to fight him still. So this is gonna be a future matchup that's happening. I dig it. I think this will be good.
You know what? It's two slow-paced wrestlers that are very good at what they do that will turn out into, I think, a actual wrestling match. I don't think it'll be like showboating showcase. No, I think this will actually be a match.
Yeah, I think it could be really fun, and you could do a lot of stuff with this.
Yes.
If you did want to take Cody out, like it was mentioned before, have Pentagon break his arm. He's good at it, and it looks believable when he does it.
Yes.
Let's see here. I'm sorry. Yes, it was Alex Abrams, I believe is the name. Abrams, right, Jordan? He just said it was Alex in there. I couldn't remember if it was Albert, Alex, whatever.
Alex Alvarez.
No, it's not Alvarez.
No, it's not Alvarez?
No, it's definitely not. It's Abrams. We got some people saying get rid of the ranking system. Queen of the Indies says they always take care of their fans. She's been to several AEW shows, so she would definitely know. Penta is going to annihilate Cody, Terrell said. let me see here. Will Pentagon Jr. Yeah, we just talked about this. Malik, I'm sorry. I'm just crushing your questions before it even comes up. I don't even think I've ever seen a bad Rey Fénix or Pentagon match. That is the truth. That's why they gave them what they did in Lucha Underground, making them top stars. Let's move forward here. The next one's Promo Mania 2. There's like 2 miniature, like lots of promos. So we go backstage. Chucky T and Orange Cassidy, they're in an arcade cutting a promo, and they're asking for one more match against Miro and Derek's boy, Kip Sabian. Sabian. So they ask for one more match, but Chuck Taylor says in this match, he is willing to put up, he will be Miro's butler forever if they lose. Will Miro accept the challenge? Whatever. Orange Cassidy gets on. He says something else. But in the end, they basically challenge him to like a video game match. Like there'll be arcade systems all around. Listen, screw putting arcade systems around the ringside area. I'm done with this fucking feud, number one. I'm through with it. Like, I don't know what it is. I feel like there's no Trent. That already dragged it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Trent's the star of the team or anything like that, but it just wasn't what it originally was. But luckily, Orange and them, they're all a team, so they could form a tag team. I'm not into this, man. I don't know. I feel like Miro's better than this, and Kip's dragging him down. I'm sorry to say that, and I like Kip Sabian, too. He's not a bad wrestler. He's not a bad guy. I just feel like he's not at Miro's level, and it's just...
He's not a bad wrestler.
He's not. Dude, Kip sucks, bro. No, dude. Kip you're sucks. Hating, bro.
Kip sucks.
You're hating. Kip Sabian is like not. Kip.
Listen, this whole best man BS, trash. Straight garbage. I don't like Kip at all.
But I think this is going to result in Miro destroying him, but can you elevate Kip from this? This is...
No. You couldn't elevate Kip from the beginning.
But I think he's better than being on Dark, don't you?
No.
Wow.
I don't like Kip at all.
Okay.
Kip sucks.
I'm going to let you have your opinion on that.
I like Penelope way better. I will watch her wrestle on any given Sunday before I watch Kip.
Don't talk about Sunday pay-per-views. I'm still kind of pissed about that.
So am I, but I'm just saying. Kip is just not there for me, bro. I feel like he is...
Is he missing? What is he missing to you? Is it promo? Is it the look? Is it...
He's too fucking goofy.
Okay. I will rest right here with you. We will meet there and let that one go. Sting comes out. Sting in the fucking shaved ice.
See, told you, bro.
I don't know what's up with the snow cones. It was in Tony Schiavone's hair. It's in Sting's hair. Sting's got more hair than me. I don't know what's going on with this segment. Sting comes out every week to fucking talk. Stop promoting this. Sting does not need to be there every week. So he's out there to talk, and guess who comes out to interrupt him? Lance Archer and Jake Roberts. I hope we're not getting another coal miner's glove match, because I remember that from Halloween Havoc 92, and that's not the shit we need. But I really hope Jake brings that up, though. But Jake's been saying some messed up shit in his promos lately. Like, that's been making me laugh. A little, that's what she said. And I'm like, what? Jake is a fool. So they come out there, and Lance Archer says, you're not going to give me time on the microphone. I'm taking time, right. And I'm taking your time. And Sting kind of looks at him. He's like, you mad, Sting, that I'm taking your time? And he's talking about how he didn't need a ladder match to come out and destroy people, blah, 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 blah. But it looks like we're going to have a feud possibly with Lance Archer and Sting.
No.
I'm here for it.
I don't want to see that.
Why? Who's Sting supposed to face next? Do you want to see more Team Taz? I'm done with that shit,
too. I don't want to see that either.
I'm done with that.
Listen. Why don't we get singles matches with Team Taz, period? Because none of them have wrestled a singles match except Brian Cage.
Now, Will Hobbs. Occasionally. And Ricky Starks.
Spanish.
This was the one time that he wasn't on the show. We didn't have to say the name. It always happens.
Always.
We go backstage. QT Marshall. Shout out to my man. Fuego. Tornado. I watched AEW Dark this week just to see Fuego del Sol, for the record. And QT Marshall and Lee Johnson are being interviewed. And QT is asked about leaving Dustin in the Battle Royale. He said he's a human. He made a mistake. And then we get the fucking most atrocious audio bullshit that happens. Whoever it was in the TNT truck, I heard you click the wrong thing in. And I said, oh, shit, this is going to be a problem. I knew it as soon as it happened. And you hear NBA audio, and then you just heard, defense, defense. Defense! And I was like, what the hell? I'm like, they'll be all right. They'll fix it. And I was just like, come on, son. TNT, you got to do better.
Yeah. You got to polish it up. That's all you got to do.
No, fuck that. We're not done. We're not done yet. So we get to All Ego Ethan Page versus Lee Johnson. I'm taking over the segment, Derek. I'm sorry.
You got it.
What the fuck? Ethan Page, you couldn't hear his promo. This is the man's debut on AEW Dynamite. And you've got TNT fucking doing defense. Defense. There's no fucking fans there. Who is chanting this? I get that you have to have it happen. But what the... I love the NBA. I love the NBA just as much as the next guy. Shout out to Shooting the Sports-ish. All right? Like, they know the deal already. I love basketball just as much as the next person. I was watching wrestling. I do not want to hear it when I'm watching wrestling. And you have ruined somebody's debut. All Ego Ethan Page's debut was royally fucked because of that. And I feel Tony Khan owes him one now for that. That was bullshit.
He does.
So throughout the entire match this happened. Guess what? What was the finish? I don't know. You know why? Because I was this close to turning the channel. I was tweeting, trying to let them know, like, hey, someone fix this. It's been like this through a commercial break. And I just...
Terrible.
I don't get it, dude. I don't understand how they... It took them that long to notice that. It wasn't even a really squash match. It was like... It was a little competitive.
Well, I mean, honestly, at this point in time, there is no redemption as to what happened. It's over. You can't do anything else. He had his promo that was washed because somebody messed up, and you can't redeem it.
Luchasaurus... What did you think, man? Fucking bullshit, right? All right. I'm glad you agree. All right. I'm glad those were the first words on the podcast. All right. All right. Check them out. All right. We're going to call you Sore. All right, buddy. All right. Not a dinosaur, just Sore. All right. This dude knows they screwed the pooch on this shit. Let me go into the chat real quick. Damn. We're gonna rewind back a little bit to the Kip Sabian stuff. Derek, stay out of this. I definitely thought Miro would be taken more seriously. Sick, I think they put him on the back burner because if you did push him, let me be Derek for a second. Oh, you're pushing another WWE guy. You mean the company that put WCW out of business in 2001 and there was nothing else for people to do? Boo! And they signed everybody from TNA after the fact? I'm so sick of that argument. Right. Yeah. Everybody's been in WWE. Chill out, bro.
Right, that argument's over.
Just, I'm done with it. Argument. Let me see here. Kip is boring, Tokyo Rockstar said, so he's in agreement with you. Miro should be solo, Ben says. Kip is hot, that's it. Thank you, Tiff, for that. Lance Archer burns, Stang Terrell said. Let's see here. Malik Murray says, why do the AEW roster hate Cody? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Bro, I'm a Cody fan, too. I know, Tiff. Tiff's probably about to say something to me. But I like Cody. I don't understand the hate for Cody either. I think out of all the Elite members, Cody may have put the most people over. I'm just being honest. He got Eddie Kingston the job.
I don't even think it's may have, bro. I think it's 100% solid.
I think they all did in the beginning, though. But Cody, I think, is... No. I don't know.
In the beginning, I will give you...
Because Kenny was losing. He lost the pack.
I will give you that. But 100%. Cody all the way.
The Bucks were losing too. They put Private Party over. They made them kind of a big deal.
But those were
separate occasions.
Separate occasions. Cody's been doing it kind of consistently.
I'll say that. I can get that. Six said, yeah, not a Kip fan either. That field goal kick pose annoys me. Is it good? Knock it off, he said. Jocelyn said, always, when you did the Ricky Spanish. Terrell just kept writing defense in the chat, laughing my ass off. Tiff said, she said it killed the match for her too. That made me so mad. I'm sorry, but I was like, it was very funny. Jesus said, Brooklyn,
oh, terrible, bro.
What, that team? Not a fan.
No,
they got Blake Griffin.
I mean,
nah. He ain't doing too much. He wasn't doing too much on Detroit.
That's true.
That really hurt Ethan Page, Ben said. Team Taz is the retribution of AEW. Ooh, harsh. No way. Team Taz.
I wouldn't say that.
Team Taz is cool. I think Team Taz needs to unite more and rock the black and orange. Like, I think they really need to have colors, and they need to just come out and be more serious.
Everybody in Team Taz seems out of place right now.
No, I think they don't use Will Hobbs enough yet. Brian Cage is made to be a monster, but then he loses once he gets to the big dance every time. And then you've got Ricky Starks, who's there to take the pinfalls for Cage. It feels like, F that, dude. And Hook, what is the purpose of Hook being there? He's just like kind of the fourth wheel a little bit. I don't hate Team Taz, but I don't like the way they're booked, if I can say that too.
Can we get rid of Hook?
No, I like Hook. Hook's going to do something one day. I just don't think it's time for him to be out there now.
What is he going
to
do?
He might kick some ass. He did. That judo flip was nice.
Everybody's got a doodle flip.
Yeah, all right. let me see. Tiff said, I'll zip it. She was about to go in probably about Cody on me. I'll wait for it tomorrow. Jesus said, Cody is 3-4 at the pay-per-view and has yet to main event a pay-per-view on AEW. Technically, he's right. Unless you count the Lights Out match, because I think he did technically main event that show, right, if you count it.
But, okay,
Shout out to Chris Cruz, too, who Googled or Twitter searched his name and definitely tried to send me a message when I said that snitches get stitches, because he snitched on that Full Gear show.
Listen, the whole Cody hate, it bothers me to a certain degree.
Listen, we're on the Team Taz. I want to know why you hate Hook.
Hook sucks, bro.
We're done. Derek is a hater. If you don't know this, Derek hates everything, everyone. You don't even know this kid.
Have you seen him wrestle?
Have you?
No.
Me either. So we can't say that. Though.
Yes, you can. What did he do when he attacked Darby Allin? He ran in there like he was a hoodlum. Get out of here, bro.
You're canceled for that, too, by the way.
I don't got cancel me.
You've been watching too much Dave Chappelle. Derek, let's get into this promo here that happens afterwards. We get with Hangman Page. We all want to know, how is Hangman Page spending Matt Hardy's money? Because he beat him at AEW Revolution and gets his money for a quarter of the year. Damn, Matt, you messed up.
Right.
I really want to see. I want to see Matt Hardy promos where he was like disheveled, had no money, and his kids are eating like unnamed boxes of cereal. Oh, we only have Fruityos for breakfast. Like, I think that would be great. You could do so many funny segments with this. And Matt Hardy's kids are like, this isn't fun.
Right.
This sucks. Yeah. Matt Hardy's wife is just in these ripped clothes and they just have nothing. And Matt's just sitting there looking stupid, eating grapes.
Right.
You could have done some funny stuff with this.
Definitely. I mean, there's still time.
But you still have the other part of it then. How is Hangman Page going to spend the money? He says he's been buying whiskey. He's been doing all this stuff. He's bought this sweet lawnmower and then... the Dark Order show up and they're like, hey, can we get a ride? Yeah, yeah. All of them hop onto this lawnmower, just jump on it as they go off. And they must have ran over a tire or something because I could have swore I saw somebody fly off of this thing. And when Five tried to get on, they said, whoa, 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 whoa. There's a weight limit, buddy. He's the skinniest one out of all of them. And they just dissed my man Five like that.
Oh,
come on, dude.
Five gets dissed all the time, bro. Five, I love you, bro.
It's all right. It's all right. And then they went off to get ice cream. Can't be mad at a segment like that. We are told that we are coming back to speak with Christian Cage, but instead Kenny Omega, Don Callis, and the Good Brothers come out. They give their explanation for the failed explosion at the pay-per-view. They will not confirm or deny what happened, as they said they just wanted to take away Moxley's big moment, and they succeeded at that. And then they kind of go to allude that they were going to... vaporize him, I think was the word used. I almost said Vicks. Vaporize him. They also talk about taking away Eddie Kingston's like historic friend moment, and they ruined that for him. And they talk about everything that happened. And then this dude remembers the worst part of the promo. Oh no! They said Eddie Kingston comes out and he's in the ring and they're like, yeah, Eddie Kingston, you got 10 seconds to get out of here. They played the exact countdown that they had from the match where it was like 10 with the beep, beep. And then Kenny Omega lays down on the ground. He's like, Don, 69 me!
69 me, Don!
Kenny Omega, inappropriate. I don't know how they said that on TV. And they're laying on top of each other acting like fools. And I mean, Eddie Kingston is looking pissed.
I mean, it's TNT, bro. I mean, they still show like partial... sexual acts.
So. Snowpiercer? Was that the show? That they show the commercial for every week?
They need to stop showing that shit.
So, they get down, they're acting a fool, Eddie Kingston is pissed, and then Kenny Omega gets in his face, he's like, what are you gonna do? There's four men in the ring, and I think he actually counted Don Callis in the four men that are gonna kick your ass, and he said, we can do it individually, or we can jump you. And he said, you know what, you're a tough guy. He's like, you have the first shot. And... being someone who is straight from the streets of New York, what do? He said, okay. And punched him right in the face, and then they started brawling. Moxley comes out then to make the save. They take out Kenny Omega. He's down. The Good Brothers and them spill out to the floor, and Don Callis runs with his tail between his legs because he's a punk ass. And all of a sudden, you hear the countdown music hit, and you hear that TNA, that's how I roll, Christian Cage theme comes on. And Christian comes out to see Kenny Omega. Kenny gets up, offer his hand, but Christian's a vet. He won't shake his hand. He doesn't shake his hand. Kenny goes in then to try to hit him. Christian, the smart babyface, ducks, gets ready to set him up for the unprettier, and then Don Callis pulls Kenny Omega's leg out as they go away. But Christian then picks up the AEW title. He is focused, man. He wants a shot at the AEW title, it looks like, to go up against Kenny Omega. That could be a banger of a match.
I think it will be.
Yeah.
I think it will be. But can I address one thing?
It's not. Don't repeat the 69 stuff. I can't. Okay. No.
So, this goes back to what we talked about earlier. How fans want it this way. How people want it that way. When Don Callis was explaining what was happening, it's his explanation for it kind of turned me off from it because it seemed like he wanted it to go this way, but also wanted it to go that way. And there was like, you couldn't do it both ways. You had to pick one. I think it should have just been left alone.
I think he had to tease it, though, to show that they're heels. So he was like, you know what we were trying to do, but I'm not going to give it to you. You know what I mean? I see why he did it the way he did it. Old school promoter. He's old school guy.
And that's perfectly fine. I think it's the delivery that he had with it that didn't sell me on it.
Yeah, because he kind of went like, I'm not going to tell you, but then he kind of did tell
you.
I get it.
It also goes back to what I said. Fans, you can't have it this way and you can't have it that way.
Well, here's what I think. At the end of the day, where we are now with this, if you're an AEW fan and you're trying to watch this, you have to accept they messed up at the pay-per-view. They gave us the explanation. We are moving forward with this. Moxley had a, Eddie Kingston had an anxiety panic attack. John Moxley and him are friends again. Moxley supports him, and they're probably going to try and kick the hell out of whoever with Kenny Omega. And, and Kenny's going to either have to try to take him out a different time again, or they're going to have to figure out what they're going to do with this. I'm cool with that.
Listen, I just want people to have the common sense. It's yes, they messed up. Leave it as part of storytelling. Like, okay, they messed up, but we all know what the whole situation is.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking.
I'm done with everybody in this chat right now. Hook is a trainee. See, I'm with Ben. He's trying to say, no, don't say another word. Just let it go. Because the boy might be good one day, and Derek will be the first one. Yeah, I told y'all that boy was sweet. And I want y'all just to clip these moments where Derek talks this shit. And they'll be like, yeah, Derek changes his mind in a tag match. He is the worst. If you ever watch a tag match, they're losing. And then the hot tag happens, they're winning. Just switches the predictions. Can't do predictions with him, really. B-Boy Skyline said poor five. I got a question, Derek. He's talking about the Cody hate. We'll come back to Cody another time. The 69 in the ring. The 69 was horrible. Queen. Tiffany said that she died laughing. That shit was great. Kingston should have kicked all their asses. Benjamin said, Ben, you ain't winning too many ass-kicking contests 4-on-1 unless they're all soft, bro. That was a beatdown. Terrell said, Kenny was like, he's not breaking character. Hit me. Queen Indy said, yo, I'm ready. Everything pro wrestling. You want to be sponsored by Prep H2? Yeah, they were definitely making fun of the ring that they had to grab. Like, it looked like one of the donut rings if you have hemorrhoids. Wrestling Twitter is wild, bro. Wild. Six said, Christian don't need to be looking at that title. He needs to stay far away from that title. By the way, what's up with Okada making his American television debut for AEW or Impact? I would like that, Six. Did I miss that or am I tripping? I don't know if he technically was on TNA before. By the way, if you ever look up what TNA did with him, if you don't know, you're going to be pissed when you see it. They had him like as the Green Hornet type of character. It was weird.
And this is why Impact sucks.
They have good stuff though.
No, they don't.
You just have to be selective.
Listen, WWE has been very, very racist with the fucking noodles. Now you talk about Green Hornet, bro?
Hey, I'm just saying. Hold on here. Benjamin says Don is a heel and that makes me hate him more. In a positive way or do you mean in an actual real way, Ben? Jocelyn said, and I want it that way. Ben said, I mean him. Okay, there we go. And Tiff is just rolling on the floor laughing. All right. No more Prep H. No more 69s. We're moving this bad boy forward here.
69 me.
Just so bad. Trios match. We got Dr. Britt Baker, Nyla Rose, and Maki Ito versus Hikaru Shida, Ryu Mizunami, and Thunder Rosa. Babyfaces attack before the match starts, and Maki Ito just keeps singing her song. Thank goodness that they didn't give her the little earbuds because they fell out last time. So this time, she did a good job still staying on point with the song too, by the way. But they gave her those bigger headphones. I like that.
So I'm going to let you talk about this match.
There's not too much to talk about it
here. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to let you talk about it. But then I'm going to talk about Maki Ito.
All right. I'm fearing this. We are getting to see a little bit of everybody's moveset in the matchup. We eventually see a dive by Thunder Rosa to the outside. Vicky Guerrero gets involved in the match. Maki Ito comes in and hits a tornado DDT for a near fall. Rebel tries to interfere once again in the finish with the crutch, but this time Thunder Rosa sees it, blocks the crutch, pushes down Rebel with it, not Reba, Rebel, pushes her down off of the apron, and eventually she turns around, catches Maki Ito in the Thunder Driver, 1-2-3. Thunder Rosa picks up the win for her team. Immediately after, though, Dr. Britt Baker has the crutch, and she beats the shit out of Thunder Rosa with it. Britt Baker, good job here. Great heel work. She ends up putting in the lockjaw finisher, that Rings of Saturn with the mandible claw mixed with it. Perfect with the glove. Thunder Rosa looked like she was pissed. She looked like she took a beating after this. They did a good job. Vicky Guerrero, I don't know why she was like spanking Thunder Rosa. I don't know what she was like.
Thunder Rosa got spanked like twice.
With the crutch too, yeah. Crutch,
like Britt Baker was spanking her with the crutch, and then here comes Vicky with her child's play kind of hit. Like,
But you know what? Maybe it's because she's the manager, and that's supposed to make her look like, you know, oh, I'm just punching you, weak. Well, you know what I mean? Like, she's a weak link, and that's why she's a manager.
I got it.
I can live with it.
Okay.
Moving on, though.
Wait, hold on, bro. we're not moving on. Not yet. Hold on. So,
do I need to start a timer for this? You need 60 seconds?
60 seconds.
Go ahead.
All right. So, Maki Ito, this bitch sucks.
Yo!
She sucks, bro.
Come on.
Come on, bro. She came out there. I wasn't even looking up for like 2 seconds. She's hitting Hikaru Shida with the mic, and she's going,
hey, I think Joshi wrestling isn't for everybody.
I like Joshi wrestling. She fucking sucks.
No, she's a lot of people love her, bro.
Why?
I'm not saying the S.
Jordan, show me something. I want to see it because she sucks.
B-Boy Skyline, get in the man's DMs and show him why Maki Ito
is garbage.
It's one of the favorites.
You know what? I saw you and Rob talking about this earlier. I wanted to give her the benefit of the doubt. She is garbage.
I think it's people like her character work. Let's look up some...
What character work?
Hold on. Let's look up some TJPW stuff and we'll see if we can find something.
Bro, the funniest thing that she did was when she stuck her middle fingers up. That was the funniest thing
ever. Can we just tell Derek if he's going to be on the podcast? He's got to do some research. We got to have you come in and do some... She can't do that on Dynamite, I don't think, either. I think that's a no-no. Pay-per-view, sure. Dynamite, you can't do the middle finger stuff.
Why not? Because Jericho would say, son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's true. Stop trying to prove me wrong.
That seems a little racist to me.
No. It's not a race thing. They might just have so many they can do, so many curses or whatever, before they're like, all right, you got to be on after midnight if you're going to be doing this.
Listen, I just want proof as to Maki Ito and her skills.
Let's see what the chat's saying here. Let's see. Christian and Edge are both main event champions, possibly. Oh, boy. Thank you, Ben said. We're moving on to the main event, I promise you, Ace. She's amazing, her singing is great. She needs to be AW Women's Champion. Derek needs to just piss off, Ace.
Absolutely,
said.
Absolutely not. Do not even disrespect.
Six said, I thought Venny should have gotten more AW love. She impressed me more in that women's tournament. Or no, he said she impressed me. He didn't say more. She is awesome. Maki Ito was funny, Ben said. Terrell said Maki Ito is not garbage. She's still developing.
What? How long has she been wrestling?
I'm saying maybe she doesn't have a character over here yet either. It's like, just do what you do for right now.
So carry the character over that you had back in Japan.
That's what she's probably doing, though. But I don't know. We have to look up stuff to see where she works, what she does. Is she a comedy character all the time? You got to look this stuff up to know.
I think she's a comedy character. I don't do well with comedy characters.
Oh, my gosh. I want my wrestling series. I want my NWA back. Where's Bradshaw?
Like I could do like comedy like The Rock and Stone Cold, like that kind of comedy, like this. I'm gonna tip over like a teacup and fall on you. Like that's
no that. Well, that's one of her moves. She supposedly has a hard head.
That's garbage.
I'm just listen.
That's horrible.
Derek's a hater. So moving on. I'm trying to understand the hype as well, Derek. The middle finger gimmick is old to me now. Jocelyn said
yes.
I thought Benny should have won that tournament. 6A, I like her moveset. Tokyo Rockstar said he feels like Maki Ito is still learning. Listen, we'll roll with it. I think we should do some research. Can we do some research?
Is she learning the American style wrestling?
Maybe.
Okay, so then we'll leave it at that.
Let's see what happens.
I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
We all weren't like, oh, Britt Baker sucks. You only saw her wrestle twice. Oh, no, wait, everyone did do that.
Exactly.
So let's just wait. Let's see what happens.
I will give her a quarter size benefit of the doubt.
That's bullshit, too, by the way. Yeah, well, I don't care. So Matt Hardy.
I like the other chick better.
Who?
The other one that wrestled.
Who? Shida?
Yeah.
Mizunami?
Yeah, Mizunami. I like her better. And I'm not really a big fan of hers, but I think she's better.
We're going to put you onto some Joshi. So look. Matt Hardy and Private Party are backstage. Matt Hardy is talking about his financial catastrophe while eating grapes.
Grapes? Bitches?
Chappelle Show, I'm sorry. We find out that Matt has hired another team. and they've agreed to this 30% bullshit.
Wait, where's the 30% coming from?
Matt Hardy says he's your agent, so he's taking 30% of your money. It's bullshit.
So give it right back to him.
Probably for now. But he has hired the Butcher, the Blade, and the Bunny.
No, you have to say it right.
What? The way Salamaster?
Yes.
The Butcher, the fucking Blade, and the Bunny come out. Shout out to them being in all the Buffalo Kids ads. They are now going to be with Matt Hardy, and Matt Hardy has hired them to destroy the Dark Order. Makes sense to me. He's pissed. Yeah. So they're out there to take them on. I'm cool with that. Eventually, we get to this TNT Championship match. The TNT Championship match, which I have put some pretty cool things that actually worked out in my favor down below. If you guys like the Sonic the Hedgehog being included on there with his ring, that brass ring that he had to grab, that shit was kind of ridiculous now that I'm thinking about it.
Bro, it looked big.
When Rob said they should have to break through a glass ceiling to grab the brass ring, I lost it. I was like, yo, I'm done.
That should have happened. When you look at the ring, like when it was hanging, it didn't look like it looked big, but it didn't look that big. But when he held it, I'm like, yo, bro, you holding a pillow. Like, what is that?
I had a really bad joke I was going to say, but I caught myself saying it. Just, that's what she said. One of those lines. But, oh, dude, when you see this. So, Scorpio Sky won the Face of the Revolution tournament. He is owed a TNT championship match. Darby Allin was in that street fight we talked about earlier with Team Taz. Darby got fucked up in that match, by the way. And he directed that. I did not know that.
Did he really?
Yes. He went to film school, I guess. To be like an independent director. He might have dropped out.
Why is he wrestling? Like this
he
dude,
wants to.
I mean, I get it. Like
he's just a dude who does what he wants. Like, I want to do this.
No, I get it. But like, if you're directing shit like this.
Yeah.
Like every promo he's had, I have never said that it was garbage.
He might have set himself up for a job if he wants a job doing cinematic matches in wrestling or producing promos and stuff. He's good.
He is excellent.
So Scorpio Sky versus Darby Allin TNT championship match. We explained why everything was happening. There's an exchange of pinfalls early on between the two competitors. It's kind of a little bit of a I see you, you see me. All right, we know what each other's going to do. Eventually, Darby gets caught. He tries to do a flip off of Scorpio Sky's back. He hurts his ankle. It looked like he really hurt himself, too. He buckled his leg.
Yeah.
He didn't, though, because it comes back to play in the end. And when I said that, I meant that in a non-kayfabe way. Sorry. It's so cringe what I just said, too. He does the flip over. He grabs his ankle. And then Darby eventually hits a code red for a near fall. Scorpio Sky is fighting through this dive through the bottom rope. Darby launches himself like a torpedo. Him and Rey Fénix should be the only two allowed to do dives to the outside because they do them right.
Yes.
He launches himself out for a dive. Scorpio Sky catches his ass with a cutter. Perfect. Looked really good. We all thought maybe Scorpio could possibly start setting up for the victory there. He goes for the win, doesn't get it, gets a near fall. Scorpio eventually goes for a TKO. Darby swings all the way around, reverses into a pinfall, locks the legs, 1, 2, 3. Scorpio Sky has lost his opportunity. And that's when he turns into Gollum or Schmeagle. That's why it's perfect that it's on here. He loses the match. Darby retains. And following this, he ends up, what's the word I'm looking for here? He ends up trying to show some respect. Scorpio Sky eventually gets really pissed off and takes him out with a heel hook. Just locks it in and is ready to mess him up. Derek, what did you think of the heel turn for Scorpio Sky? Was this a wise move? And we're also in a different location, and I just got up because we're going to plug this laptop in just to make sure it stays alive.
Actually, you know what? I think it fits perfectly for Scorpio Sky, bro. Like, it's time. He's been a face for so long that he's been getting frustrated by not winning. So this is the perfect time for him to like get that moment going.
Right. I think it's time. Derek's gonna plug that in. Oh. Can see Ann here. Thank you. Wow. Yes, my bad. Lost it for a second. My apologies. I'll try to edit this out of the podcast version of it. It's staying up on YouTube, though. We're live. Shit happens.
Yeah.
Computer froze for about a little bit here.
I like the fact that Scorpio Sky turned heel because he's been on the face run for so long, and he's been trying to get to that point where he's trying to win, and he hasn't been winning like he wanted to.
Yeah. So and technically they dropped SCU before, so
right.
And I feel like Kazarian and Daniels are on their own story. Like if they lose their next match, they're not a team anymore.
Right.
So they're on their own shit at this point.
I mean, it was basically them to begin with anyway, so.
Right. What's good, Brent? Thank you for letting me know I'm back as well. Appreciate you guys in the chat, whoever stuck around. Apologies for that. So Scorpio turned heel. I like it, though. I think it gives him a new edge, and it gives him something to do. And I think he's been someone who needed to be featured more.
Yes.
But he's got hurt, too. Yeah. Like, at the same time, you got to recognize, like, well, the dude did get hurt, so right. I get why he wasn't on TV.
Right. You just got to level it out.
Let's see what he does as a heel, though. Yeah. I'm interested to see how this goes. Next week, they are calling the card the St. Patrick's Day Slam. Cool, whatever. St. Paddy's time. I get it. John Moxley and Eddie Kingston are taking on the Good Brothers, was announced. Makes sense. Cody Rhodes versus Pentagon. This should be a dope one as well. Hey.
I'm actually looking forward to that.
My buddy, you're in action too next week. You see this? You see this? You see who you're facing? It's going to be Jurassic Express and Bear Country versus Matt Hardy, Private Party, and the Butcher, and the motherfucking Blade. And the Bunny will be in their corner as well. Yeah, interesting. Jay Cardgill's in action. Let's see what she does. I'm sure it's going to be a squash match with her, but I want to see how she does in the ring. Now, this is something that was probably gone over a lot of times with her and Red Velvet. Right. I want to see what she does.
The thing I want to see done differently is let's get away from like the squash. We all know it's a squash match, but let them actually go.
Nah, I don't think you need to, though, bro. Like, sometimes squash matches are good to establish a moveset. Like, okay, that's the finisher. That's the presence they're supposed to have. This is who they're supposed to be. I like that sometimes. You can't do it too much. One or two, and then that's it. You really can't do squash.
Well, that's what I'm saying with the one guy that they brought up from Dark to join the Nightmare family.
Oh, Lee Johnson?
Yeah. Yeah, like so many of them. Like, okay, bro, Let's dial it
and
back.
And you don't want to squash those guys so much that they never get a chance either. But now exactly. he's a new character. They're trying to do something different with him. I can respect it. And in the main event, it is going to be Dr. Britt Baker versus Thunder Rosa.
I can actually see it. I can see this being a good match.
I think so, too. I think that this is the perfect women's match to main event AEW Dynamite, too. Yes. This is good. We talked about, I think the women's division has been much better in 2021 than it was last year.
Yes, I think everybody's getting their so-called feet up under them. And everybody's getting used to how the other women wrestle. So,
listen,
let's see what they got.
Big pressure here. You got to deliver so that more women get opportunity as well, yes. I think, in this.
I think the women need to be showcased more. Yes, you also have to put in the work for it. But I would like to see them get showcased more.
Yep. Tokyo Rockstar said women main event next week. Correct. And Benjamin says that she has to establish herself so squashes should happen, he thinks as well.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't happen, but like, let's do something different. Like,
what, with her?
Yeah, like at least do, you know, we all know it's going to be a squash match.
I don't think she's established enough, though. Like, there's no footage of Jay Cardgill really wrestling. I think she was someone who looked like the part. NXT was like, you could use some polish. Come back to us maybe another time. And then she kind of flipped the script here.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I think I just want them, like, yeah, let it still be, like, let her opponent get off some good moves. But, yeah, it's still going to be a squash match. Like, yo.
Yeah, okay, I think those are how they usually do them, though, in AEW. Yeah. They let some people get, like, a little bit in, but not too much.
I'm just so used to, like, WWE, like, you go in there, like, you're done in, like, 2 minutes. I'm like, okay.
All right, guys. Main event. Start writing your thoughts in there, and then we're going to get on out of here. The main event, we have Chris Jericho in the Inner Circle War Council meeting. Jericho says that it is time for a change in the Inner Circle. There have been problems with the Inner Circle. What are they going to do? And then MJF suggests maybe we should let somebody go. And then here comes the music of the guy who does the same music for this intro for the podcast. Montese's music hits and the Sammy Guevara's theme, Take Flight.
Spanish God.
He always says that. So Sammy Guevara comes out and he is out there just like, Chris, I got something to show you. Chris is like, get out of here, you son of a bitch. I said, I don't ever want to speak to you again. You left the Inner Circle. And Sammy's like, Chris, listen to me. Listen, I have something I have to show you. He set up his camera in the Inner Circle's locker room and he shows it. And they kind of fast forward throughout the day, people like grabbing their bags, changing their gear, drinking, eating stuff. And then all of a sudden he walks in and he says, MJF comes in and he says, yeah, we're kicking Chris Jericho out of the Inner Circle tonight, right, boys? And Hager, Santana, and Ortiz agree. And they're like, yeah, we're down. Let's do it. And then MJF says, Chris, the joke's on you tonight. And then Jericho looks and they all turn towards him. And I thought we were getting that Rock Farouk moment. Like, rock your asses out of the nation. Oh, no. The joke's on you, Farouk. But the joke was on MJF. Jericho, they all turned around and looked back at MJF. And he was like, oh, no. They all said, he said, we talk every day, you stupid son of a bitch. You think we're dumb? So now he's looking at the entire Inner Circle, and they've basically said he's been trying to tear them apart from the inside since they let him in. And MJF then turns into like a mafia movie with the bat. Chris, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to steal your group. And then Jericho says, we're going to give you an Inner Circle old school beatdown. And right when that happens, he said, Chris, I promise you, I wasn't trying to steal your group. Because I was busy forming my own. What? Lights go out. And then, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes Tully, Arn Anderson, Sean Spears, Wardlow, and I don't know if this is the Four Horsemen group that we were expecting or what this is, but they put an ass whipping on the Inner Circle. They beat the shit out of all of them. Yeah. With the bat, they just beat them down. Wardlow was taking out people left and right. We had Tully in there just directing traffic. FTR's in the ring, and they're kicking ass. They put handcuffs on Santana and Ortiz, and Spike pile drove them. Crazy, bro.
Yeah.
So handcuffed that you can't even protect yourself. They were out. Sammy Guevara's getting the beat down. Hager's getting the beat down. And Jericho's bleeding from the Dynamite Diamond ring because MJF kind of made it look like he curved his hand
right to
cut him open. Jericho's bleeding, and it was just an ass kicking. Derek, what did you think of the final segment here? Was it a good swerve, bro, in my Russo voice?
It was. It was definitely different. I wasn't expecting that to happen. I was actually kind of expecting like some people off of Dark coming up or something like that that he molded into something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I wasn't expecting them because they haven't really had any run-ins with each other. So I wasn't really expecting them to mesh that way.
Yeah, just like form a group together?
Yeah.
I want to hear the explanation.
Yeah.
That's kind of sometimes like the best part. Shout out to Bren here. Bren in the chat says, this is definitely going to be a match he thinks for blood and guts. Remember the cage match they were supposed to have in Newark last year?
That's right.
They could possibly do it here.
Still going, bro.
What?
Blood and guts.
They listen, it's a match that I want to see. It's their version of War Games, supposedly. No blood and guts this year. I think they might be trying to wait for a crowd, too. But either way, this freshens up the Inner Circle.
It does.
They needed to be baby faces. Jericho's theme is getting sang. Hager and the championship stuff, I feel like people are cool enough with him. Santana and Ortiz need shit to do. Yeah. Like, they haven't been doing any of their dives or any of the stuff, and I think it's from the advice of Jericho saying, we're heels, don't do that right now. Right. And when they come back, they're going to come back like freaking ass kickers that they are in pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Santana and Ortiz should come back with authority. And Sammy Guevara, his high-flying offense, it's going to work, I think.
Honestly, when you think about it, this is just my opinion. You can disagree or agree or disagree. I feel like anybody who is a high flyer is basically a face. It just doesn't work. Cause like
that used to be the way it was. I think you can have a high flyer who's a heel, but They it's got to be right. They have to be able to talk on the microphone to do it. Yeah. Santos Escobar, I think, is a good heel.
Okay, yeah.
Who can do the high-flying moves. But even then, he's kind of tones it back a little bit. Because you don't want to get cheered.
That's what I'm saying. So
I see your point, though. Yeah. You're making a good point. I definitely like it. Let me see here. Where are we? I said it from day one. MJF wouldn't last long in the inner circle, but that beatdown, I wasn't expecting. Terrell, you know it, bro. Let's see here. Ace says the inner circle outsmarted MJF the whole time. It's a perfect story for blood and guts, Bren says. Malik Murray says, yes, this is the Four Horsemen because this is how MJF is going to be AEW champion. Please talk about the Cody hate. There's nothing else to say about the Cody hate. I like Cody. That's it.
Listen, it's people. Let's get off the fact that Cody's
an EVP.
Let's also get off the fact that his brother is Dustin Rhodes, and let's also get off the fact that his dad is,
I think, Dusty Rhodes. But I think people are more mad, like, when they come out with the action figures, like, Cody's been in almost every series, the first three. I know, but it was just like, damn, Cody, can you take a break from the action figures?
I mean, I get it, but...
There's people who they haven't made action figures for, and Cody has three. It's like, come on.
But he's the front runner for this.
I think a lot of people love him, though, too. Who knows? Maybe there's a reason why they do it. I don't know. I think Cody's great. I enjoy Cody's work.
But then my thing would be, okay, so what if Vince got three...
Well, three action figures. I'm not comparing him to that.
But I'm not comparing him to that either. But I'm saying if Vince got three...
You are comparing him.
But I'm just saying, like, if Vince got three figures, but...
Maybe they're making collector's editions. I don't know how that stuff works. I don't care. Listen. All right? Look, if you...
Leave Cody alone, okay? Cody's...
Leave Cody alone.
Cody's not even taking the heavyweight title. What more do you want from him?
Leave Brittany alone.
Like, do you want him to sit in the back and just direct traffic so you could bitch about that? Like, oh, Cody wants this done.
Dude, listen, I heard people complain that he was on top of the ladder to get pushed off at the end. I was like, what was he supposed to do? Nothing? You wanted him just laying there? You can't win with some people, bro. There you go. I hope you're happy, Malik. We gave you that one. Jesus said, great show, great ending. Yeah, I won't direct it to them tonight, but I will say this was a thumbs up show. I thought the ending was great.
Yeah.
Way to leave you on a cliffhanger. Well done. Well thought out. Going forward, AEW has to make sure the audio issues. TNT, you got to have a conversation with them about this shit. Like, yo. Defense. I don't ever want to hear that for an entire wrestling match again.
Yeah,
that's bad.
That needs to stop after tonight. Like,
But I thought tonight's show was a great bounce back, though, from Revolution. Was Revolution their greatest pay-per-view? No. Is it on the bottom half of their pay-per-views that we've seen so far? I would say, yeah.
Yeah,
but we, like I said, I'm looking forward to Double or Nothing. I want to see how they build up the card and what they've got up their sleeve for this one. But if you guys want to talk AEW, we're here for the ride. Like I said, make sure you check out Everything Pro Wrestling. We also have ads. I didn't say anything about Manscaped. You guys can go to manscaped.com, put in our promo code EPWSHOW. Same thing for powerslam.tv if you want to watch free wrestling. It's on us, so check it out for a little bit. I got to re-up. If you guys know some new sponsors, write it on Twitter. Tell them we're your favorite podcast, and we'll try to get some new sponsors in here. Need that Blue Chew. We could definitely make some good jokes about that.
Bro, I've been seeing Blue Chew all over the place.
You ever try it?
Not yet.
All right, just making sure. But you can always come to Everything Pro Wrestling to talk pro wrestling. I love everybody who was in the chat. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I will try to edit out when we had the issues from before. But I love talking wrestling with you guys. You are the best. I don't care how big or large my audience is. I have the best fans that talk pro wrestling with me. I appreciate you guys. Tell a friend to come in here and talk wrestling with us. For myself, Derek, and Luchasaurus, Lucha Douche, we are out. Thank you. Peace. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson. Yes, by the fans, for the fans. Not many in this can understand.
This the podcast to show you who I am. Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans. Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans. For the fans. Not many whose head can understand everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes, everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson. Yes.
What's going on, EPW Nation? It's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast, Josh and Peyton, here to remind you all that college basketball season is right around the corner. Yes, we finally know it's right around the corner. And Peyton, there's only one place people should go for all the college basketball excitement.
Well, Josh, the only place to find all college basketball hoops all the time is Everything College Basketball. Everything College Basketball can be listened to on several podcast hosting sites like Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. And we can also be found on our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Everything College Basketball.
Yes, make sure you are joining the group with a couple other 100 people and growing by the day as we march into year number 3 of the Everything College Basketball networking system. Now, let's get back to Conrad and Everything Pro Wrestling.
What's going on, Everything Pro Wrestling listeners? This is Jesse Carter over at the Pro Wrestling Shoot Podcast. The Pro Wrestling Shoot Podcast covers interviews from your favorite independent wrestling stars, along with some current AEW, Impact, and former WWE stars. We also cover some of your favorite classic pay-per-views from WWE, WCW, ECW, and Impact Wrestling. We also cover some current reviews on all AEW, WWE, and NXT pay-per-view events. Come check us out on all your favorite audio podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. Follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages over at The Pro Wrestling Shoot, and follow me on Twitter at Carter Inc. That's CarderInc. All right, let's get back to Conrad and Everything Pro Wrestling.